This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Few people want to talk about the possible assassination of Senator Barack Obama. But when you go to our blog, you'll see that one of our political contributors tackled the issue head on. Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he's here with more. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So this is a huge question a lot of people have, and one of our guest bloggers wrote about it. Tell us a little bit about it.
James L. Taylor, he's a political scientist, he's a friend of the show, he wrote a piece for us on our blog about how the tenor of the current political climate poses a specific danger for Obama. Taylor says, the right's rage against Obama has bordered on fanatical, and the die may have been cast, regrettably, by Hillary Clinton's defeated campaign, which provided the blueprint that the McCain-Palin ticket is currently following. And he goes on to draw comparisons between fiery rhetoric and the attempts on JFK, MLK, and even Benazir Bhutto, the slain Pakistani politician. So here's what a few of our readers had to say. Zion Masai writes, God forbid, but this is the climate that exists at present. The schizophrenic McCain campaign acts as if it did not facilitate a lynch mob mentality among its followers. And Kadar Coleman writes, so true. During the primaries, Hillary supporters, the liberal white left, and Democratic strategists all played to varying degrees the fear of a black planet game. So people are continuing to talk about that in our blog.
Absolutely. Well, staying with Obama for a minute, there was a very prominent typo on early election ballots in upstate New York. So what was that about? What are folks saying?
Prominent is a good word for it. Obama's last name was misspelled Osama on about 300 ballots, as you said. The county's chairman, who's a Democrat, said it was a mistake. New ballots were mailed out. But on our blog, folks weren't so sure that it was just a simple mistake. Moji Odorinde, who's a frequent commenter, says, I find it hard to believe that this is a mistake and that it was unintentional. The S and B keystrokes on the keyboard are too far apart to justify such a mistake. So it's yet another developing controversy.
Absolutely. Well, all right. Politics isn't everything. It just seems like it sometimes. So what else is going on?
Well, Magic Johnson found himself in the center of news again, unwillingly. As most people know, he retired from the NBA after contracting HIV. But two Minneapolis radio hosts had some fun at his expense. So here's a clip of that.
What about diseases that are eminently treatable and you can live with for a long, long time quite healthily if you just get some
like
basic
Magic
drugs?
Johnson.
Like Magic with his faked AIDS. faked AIDS.
You think Magic faked AIDS
I'm
for sympathy?
I'm convinced that Magic faked AIDS.
Yeah, me too.
It falls apart when you get into motivation. I'm not sure why, but I'm pretty sure he faked AIDS.
I got a great email here from
him. Because he's the only cured AIDS guy ever.
Well, now. So Johnson released a statement saying he was, quote, extremely disappointed, and a reader named Ron Wangahunga wrote in our blog, not funny. It's been my experience as a blogger in NYC for 5 years that there are only two comedic topics that are off limits, AIDS and child abuse.
On that note, Jeff, always something going on the blog. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from the studios of NPR West.